In this video, I'll review the improved tools for creating external cascading style sheets in Visual Studio 2008. Cascading style sheets are vital to any well-designed website, as they maximize reusability. Visual Studio 2008 has made robust enhancements to the arsenal of tools that you have for managing cascading style sheets. Why use style sheets? When you have more than one HTML page in your website, it's appropriate to give them a consistent look and feel. Cascading style sheets allow you to define a style for all those pages and all the elements in those pages in one single place. With Visual Studio 2008, creating and editing these style sheets becomes much more intuitive. In this video, I'll walk you through how to create a site-level style sheet using the Cascading Style Sheet Outline tool. This style sheet will represent a site-level style sheet which many companies refer to as a global style sheet, from which all pages inherit their look and feel. Accordingly, this style sheet will be used as a basis for future How Do I videos. Let's begin by creating a new web project in Visual Studio 2008. Open Visual Studio 2008 and select File, New, Project. Let's choose Visual Basic and select Web. From the templates that are available, select ASP.NET Web Application. Now let's go ahead and give our project a name. We'll call it CSS Elements. Select a location for your file by selecting the Browse button, and then when you're ready, click OK. Once the project is created, we'll go ahead and right-click on the project and add a style sheet element. Right-click on the project, select Add, New Item, and from the list of templates that are available, scroll down until you see Style Sheet. Select the Style Sheet template. We'll also need to give this a name. Because this will represent our global, enterprise-level style sheet, we'll call it Global. Select Add to add the style sheet to your project. This will bring us into the code view for the global style sheet. As you can see, it added an empty body element by default. On the left-hand side, you'll see the CSS outline window. When you have many different style elements in a CSS file, it often becomes difficult to manage. This window is extremely helpful when you want to view and build upon all the different styles that you have available. You have element styles, such as the body style. You have classes, element IDs, and at blocks. We'll be working with these later on. This window is interactive, and it's not just for viewing the different styles. We can also create elements from this tool, or if you would prefer, you can just type right into the source code editor. Let's begin creating our style sheet by modifying our basic body HTML element. The body tag defines all the contents of your HTML document. As you will see, the CSS outline tool works directly with the source code editor. It's merely another representation of the code in your CSS file. If you notice, when I click on the body element, the relevant code element is highlighted on the right-hand side. We don't have much code here to show you how helpful it is, but you can imagine when you have a large list of styles, it will navigate directly to the element within your file. Let's experiment with different ways of creating style rules. First, we'll work with the CSS Outline Tool Wizards. Right-click on the body element. Let's review our choices. We can select Go to Definition. This will actually navigate directly to the code definition for that particular style rule. You can also see that we can add a brand new style rule. We'll be doing that later. Additionally, we can copy-paste from existing styles. In this case, we're going to modify the existing body style, and we'll choose the Build Style wizard. Right-click and select Build Style. This brings us to the Modify Style wizard. As you can see, we have many different categories for the formatting that we can apply to this rule. I'm not going to talk you through every single setting that's available. Instead, I'll show you how you can set some of these properties yourself. Let's start by modifying the fonts for our body style rule. From the Font tab, let's change the font family to Verdana. Next, we'll change the font size. We'll select Medium. For the color, we'll choose a navy color. From the Background tab, let's change the background color to white. Optionally, you can also choose a background image, although for performance reasons, it's wise to choose a very small image so your pages don't take a long time to load. Let's move on to the Box tab. In the Box category, we can set padding and margins. In this case, we'll want to set 0 for all paddings, top, right, bottom, and left, and likewise for the margin. Look what's happening down below in the description box. You'll see that it's changing as we adjust different properties. This way, you can preview the changes as you make them, and you can also see the code that ultimately will be generated in your cascading style sheet. That's all the changes we need to make for our body element, so let's go ahead and click OK. You will see that the code that you previewed is now transferred over to the source code editor. Let's add two other commonly used elements, H1 for heading 1 and H2 for setting the look and feel for our top-level headers. Go back to the CSS outline tool, right-click, and select Add Style Rule. This will launch the Add Style Rule wizard. From here, we can define rules for elements, CSS classes, and element IDs. Let's work with adding an element. If we look at the drop-down list for the elements, we can see all the commonly used HTML elements that are available. You can see the ones for anchor, button, body that we already modified earlier, and div. And as we scroll down, let's go down to H1. Let's use the arrow key to bring this over. This is actually helpful when you're building a hierarchy of different style rules. Let's click OK. See now the item that we chose, H1, is listed both in our CSS outline as well as in the code. Let's go ahead and build upon this style. Right-click on the H1 element and select Build Style. From the Font tab, let's change the font size to large. We'll change the font weight to bolder. Text Transform, we'll change that to uppercase. For the color, we'll make that a dark gray. What happens when you accidentally set a style property in this window? For example, let's say we set font style over here to normal, and we don't want that. How do we get rid of that? This is simple enough to fix. All we have to do is go ahead and clear the style and move to another property, and you'll notice in the description, it goes away. Let's click OK to complete our definition of the H1 style. As you can see, our code is now added to the global CSS file. Now let's experiment with copying from existing styles. We'll create an H2 element by using the H1 style rule as a basis. There are a couple ways we can do this. We could highlight the code in our code editor and do copy-paste, but if the code is large, to reduce errors when copy-pasting and selecting, we can actually right-click on the element and select Copy. And then when we go to the source code, we go ahead and click Paste, and then we can paste the style rule over into the code editor. Let's change this to H2. CSS Management in Visual Studio 2008 supports refactoring. You can drag and drop a style from one style sheet to another and move them from file to file. Let's delete the font weight for H2, as we'll stick with the default value that we already have in place. Now let's look at these two elements that we have in the code for H1 and H2. What do you see here that doesn't look quite efficient? A lot of repetition, right? 3 out of 4 properties that we're setting repeat themselves: font size, text transform, and color. This duplication makes our style sheet a bit larger than it needs to be. We can optimize our style sheet by reducing the amount of text that we bring down. If you want to minimize the load time and improve the performance of your website, you can use a technique called CSS shorthand. One shorthand technique is to combine selectors, selectors being H1, H2. So instead of having duplicate entries for multiple elements, as we do here, we can group them together using the common denominators. So let's go ahead and work with that. For the H2 reference, let's add a comma and type in H1. This allows us to group together common denominators between the two headers. Next thing we'll want to do is delete duplicate entries. So let's get rid of font size, because we already have that represented down below, as well as text transform and color. So now, only what's specific to H1 is listed, and anything that they share in common is grouped together using CSS shorthand. At this point, we'll want to see what all this looks like. Let's go ahead and add an HTML page to see what our style sheet represents. Right-click on your project, select Add, New Item, and we will choose an HTML page. We can leave the name by default. We'll later be adding ASP.NET pages to this project. Now that we have a page, let's go ahead and experiment with what our style sheet will look like. So far, we've only worked with three elements for our style sheet: body, H1, and H2. Certainly later on, we'll want to expand on those to have a more robust style sheet. The first thing we'll need to do is add a reference to our style sheet. We can go ahead and drag the global CSS style right onto our form. This will add a reference to our style sheet. The next thing we'll need to do is go ahead and add some text so we can actually see our style sheet in action. So let's go ahead and add some code to represent H1 and H2. So we'll just type in H1 and we'll say welcome, and then for H2 we'll say list of choices. And then we'll go ahead and synchronize the views, and we can see uppercase, gray font. These are all the things that we set in the style sheet. So obviously the style sheet is being implemented. And of course, we go add some text to the body and see what that looks like. Synchronize the views, and we see that we do indeed have the body style represented. So now that you know how to create a basic style sheet, feel free to experiment with adding your own style rules, or download the global CSS style sheet that I've created as a working sample. We'll continue building on the style sheet and explore the other CSS style sheet capabilities in Visual Studio 2008.